Hi, I'm Natalia Turfa, and you've just found The Uplift, a weekly podcast to hopefully make your week a little better. Thanks for listening. Hey there, Uplifters. Our verse this week is Philippians 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. As a parent, one of the things I try to teach my kiddo is that she can do anything. Anything at all, if she works hard and doesn't give up and just keeps trying. Now, I try to live this way as well, but man, sometimes life throws really hard stuff in the way. I know you all know what I'm talking about. There are days and weeks where we wonder if we really can do anything. If we can make it through, if we can take the next step, if we can even get out of bed that day. It doesn't always seem like we can do all things, as Paul says in this letter to the Philippians. But as it often does, the original Greek makes this verse even better for me. Literally, this verse is translated as, I am strong for all things in the one strengthening me. Do you know why I like this better? Because it puts my strength on God, not on me. See, I'm one who likes to think about mind over matter and powering through and getting it done. I like to try hard and push harder and go further. And it is really tiring, really tiring. But I am strong for all of the things that are out there that are coming my way, that are already in my life, not because I can muscle my way through them by sheer force of will, but because God is strong and I am God's. So I don't have to try so hard. I don't have to work at being strong all the time. God is strong and I am God's. Say it with me. God is strong, and I am God's. This means that when I'm at the literal end of my rope, when I've got no strength left, when it feels like I can't possibly go any further, I don't have to, because God is the strength that I have, and I am God's. Now, I'm usually pretty averse to cheesy stuff, but this verse happens to make me think of the Footprints poem. I know, I can't believe I just referenced that either. But really, you know what poem I mean. The one where Jesus says, those times where you see only one set of footprints is the time where I carried you, right? Those moments when we are the weakest and we don't feel like we can do anything, much less all the things, that's when God carries us. That's when God's strength shines. A few weeks ago, I talked about God's power being made perfect in our weakness, and this is why. Because God is strong all the time, but we feel it most when we either can't do anything else but rely on God, or we stop trying to do it ourselves. So I'm telling you right now, if that's you, if you're one of those try-to-do-it-yourself people, stop. Stop trying to do all the things. Stop trying to be all the things. See, you are strong for everything the world throws at you because of the one who strengthens you. So we can just let it go. Because God is strong. And we are God's. Uplift started with a small cancer support group asking me to write a sort of devotional each week to help them have just a little more hope in their difficult days. And now, Uplift includes you. This community is filled with people who need the uplift or who have been uplifted and now want to pass it on to someone else. If you want more information, want to sign up for a weekly email, or send a note, check us out online at upliftlife.org. Extra special thanks to Nate Bergengren, without whom this podcast would just be a series of recordings on my computer, and who also composed and performs the music you hear at the start and end of this podcast. Seriously, so lucky to have him around.